Okay. The last couple days, after I thought it was basically locked in that Sam Darnold was going to be the number one pick, now suddenly I'm hearing more and more, maybe the Browns really do like Josh Allen more than Sam Darnold. Are you hearing any of that?
I've heard it.
Yeah, you brought that up last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what is this BS about taking quarterback first
total
and fourth?
Joke. Right? I mean, who would buy that? Who would buy a quarter? You know, and I read I read some article where this guy goes, "Well, Washington did it with success. That was first and fourth round, idiot. Not right. first and fourth picks. Who buys that high and tries to? You can't sell higher than a fourth round. You know, than a fourth pick of the draft. It's ridiculous. Anybody." This is like literally just a blatant attempt to try to trick somebody into trading into the top three, into the number two spot, just to make sure that either Chubb or Barkley falls to them at four. They want two quarterbacks going after them, so whoever the top player is on their board gets to them at four. That's all that is. I mean, this is, or they're really trying to see what they can get for the fourth pick. It's one or the other. And maybe they think they can entice I mean, I don't know. Do you really want to fall to 11 or 12? You have Miami at 11. You have Buffalo at 12.
I could see Buffalo moving up there.
I could see it, too. I just don't know if you want to move from Barkley or Chubb all the way to 12. Like, those are blue-chip players. Sure you want to go from a blue-chip player to a pretty good player? I don't know that I love that idea. Pick some picks.
I mean, if you get,
stop hoarding picks and make some picks.
Yeah,
if you get Josh Allen, and you also get Roquan Smith and a first-rounder for next year, that's probably pretty decent, right?
Yeah, but Roquan's not there at 12.
Okay.
Or 11, or even 9.
Okay.
He's gone.
Well, what the hell do I know then?
So that's why it's dangerous.
Yeah,
you get too cute. It's dangerous. If you got to know who you're. That's why these NFL teams, it's such a cat-mouse game, because they make so many calls around the league, and they try to get information from people. Mm-hmm. They try to pick information because they just want a sense of where guys are going to go so they can figure out their draft strategy. Like, how far back can we move back without getting screwed out of one of the guys we want?
And they leak stuff to even guys like you because they want to get it out there.
Oh, no question. I got to decipher between, because, you know, it used to be I only got good information
right
before I got on a higher.
You're a superstar now.
No, I mean,
you're Adam Schefter.
I'm more visible. So more people read my stuff. So now I get treated differently. Now I don't get as much of the same information from, like, I used to get unbelievable information, and I had it in a Chronicle. That's where people found me on Z Report, because they're like, hey, this guy had this, or this. I broke the Albert Haynesworth contract story to the Washington Redskins on the Z Report, on the Houston Chronicle, a blog, and people are in Pro Football. Mike Flores is like, how did you get this? How do you know his $100 million contract and all this stuff? That's because I used to get that kind of information. Now I have to sift through what I think when I'm being lied to lied to is harsh, but pushed away from the truth. Let me put it that way. Because that does happen more now, a lot more.
And, you know, not necessarily being lied to, but certainly being misled happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know they're trying to hide a player and get information out. Somebody asked, when putting together a mock draft, do you pick a player you think they should take or who you think they will take? It's kind of a combination, right?
It's only predicting who I think they will take.
Okay.
I'm trying to get right what I think will happen. But now when you do that, you obviously, especially the earlier you go, you work with at least for me, I work with my own concept of who I think the top players are, you know,
right.
In a way. I mean, I try to use what I think the league's perception is, but I don't know the whole league's perception of all these players.
Nobody does. Could watch film, and then some GM could watch film, and you see totally different
things.
You know,
or they have certain things, like, we don't like any cornerbacks who are 5'10 or under, so all of a sudden all those cornerbacks are totally off the board. That'll change what their board looks like relative to me. I'm putting a board together that's like for 32 teams. That's unrealistic.
Right.
Every team has a substantially different way of looking at things. And I know one team who has Sam Darnold fourth in the quarterback list. So that's how different it can be.
It's wild to me. Well, that's what I was going to ask you is the scuttlebutt about Josh Allen being number one now. More and more I hear the Jets are in love with Baker Mayfield over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
A month ago,
I don't know if it's Baker or Josh Rosen, to be honest
with you. Well, a month ago it was Darnold and Rosen – you know, if you wanted one of those, if you had the your choices, it was one of those guys. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like Allen and Mayfield may have both jumped, or at least and
Darnold's still up there. I wouldn't get too crazy about
it. Is this
Darnold's
just team specific? Like maybe the Jets don't like Darnold, or
I think the Jets would like Darnold too. I think the Jets went up there. Well, I don't know. Maybe the Jets have an opinion. Maybe they don't think it's that different between two or three of the quarterbacks. But, like, I think the Giants would draft Darnold if he were there, but they have no interest in Rosen. A lot of teams are turned off by Rosen. So Rosen could fall.
His demeanor, I guess.
Yep. There's a thought that, and behind the scenes, they haven't been kind to him. I mean, this idea that Rosen was ever going to be one or two, especially one, that was the media who didn't have information yet about what was going down behind the scenes. And I mean, I'm talking last summer. This has been out there behind the scenes that Josh Rosen is tough to coach, that he's not that coachable. He wants to know why on everything. He challenges the coaching on a lot of different stuff and wasn't a leader behind closed doors. Like, guys didn't gravitate towards him. This is kind of a known thing. And so now it's starting to get out there. And then Jim Moore, that's the worst, is when Jim Moore puts it out there and then tries to pull it back and say, no, but boy, you keep him motivated. He's a great player. Like, these little backhanded compliments that you realize, hey, I think you just took a shot at Josh Rosen.
Yeah. Somebody asked where you have Marcus Davenport. Just by coincidence, there's a video at the very top of Sports Map right now with yourself and Robin Carlin.
That's right.
Where you talk about Marcus Davenport.
Davenport, Courtland Sutton, and Christian Kirk. And Courtland Sutton is a guy who's might be moving up higher than I expected.
Yeah, we'll be rolling those out over the next few days.
Oh, okay. So, are they out there yet?
The first one's up.
Just Marcus Davenport. Yeah. Okay,
so
I got you.
There's so many of them, we're trying to kind of, you know, give people a little taste each day.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm one of these guys who, and I've told you this a couple times, I really only like one of the quarterbacks. And
who is it?
Darnold.
It's Darnold, right?
Darnold's the one I like.
Really? To be honest with you, I like Darnold. I wouldn't touch Rosen, probably. Mayfield, I like the football player. I'm wondering if the personality is going to fit. Lamar Jackson has an incredible upside and an incredibly low floor.
Right.
And then Allen is the same thing. I don't think Allen's ceiling is as high as people are acting. I really don't.
Well, Darnold is the guy I like, and I keep, you know, I'm a fringe Bills fan at this point.
Are you really?
I don't really care about any team. Like, I don't get sad when the Bills lose, and I don't get happy when they win. I'd like to see him do well, though, and I feel like if they got Sam Darnold, maybe I would be interested again.
Yeah.
And I've been reading a lot about them still efforting to trade up into the top four and get their hands on that guy.
Top two is the latest. Yeah,
that's what
the
I
Giants.
Saw too. Yeah. I mean, what are the possibilities of that really happening?
I think they're decent possibilities. I really do. I think how often are you going to have two first rounders? You know, you got two first round. You got the capital of two first rounders. If that's enough to get you up there, you almost have to do it because you just don't know what's coming next year. I mean, I shouldn't say you almost have to do it. If your grade is such that you do like a player. You know, let's say Josh Allen goes first. That might be where the Bills pick up the phone and say, we want to do this deal with you Giants for Sam Darnold. That could be the case. I don't know how the Bills would have this have the quarterbacks graded out, but I do know this much. It's rare to have two first-round picks, and when you have them, it gives you unique ability to move up and down a draft.
And teams like
up a draft.
If you're the Giants, like the Bills can say, we'll give you two first rounders from this year, whereas most other teams, it's like, we'll give you this year's first rounder and next year's. Teams would rather have the two, like the birds
flop
in the hand, right?
Well, it depends on how far you got to drop. You got to drop from 2 to 12. That's a pretty good drop. So more than likely, you're going to probably, based on how much the Colts got from the Jets, you're probably going to get that other first rounder, and then you might get a future
like a second or a third.
A future third, and the other team gives you their fourth or something like that.
Yeah. I'd like to see that happen.
Yeah, but I could see it. I could see it happen. I think the Giants right now want to keep it as vague as possible just to see what the asking price is. I'm sure they would love to, you know, the Jets have kind of screwed it up because they've already made their move. So you'd love to not have to fall back so far, but I don't think Denver's moving up, so it kind of limits the teams who will move up.
Are there any teams that you feel like are actively looking to move back?
A lot of them. A lot of them are they're actively waiting for. You don't want to be the first to make the call, so teams typically will they'll wait for somebody else to initiate the call, because if you initiate it, you lose leverage. So let's just say they're listeners right now. There's a lot of teams ready to listen.
So let's say how much of an impact could it have on you're a buyer or you're a seller based on what the Browns do with that first pick? Because I would imagine if the Browns say we want Allen number one, suddenly the Giants' phone lights up.
Mm-hmm.
If the Browns say we want Sam Darnold number one,
it could still light up.
Suddenly the Giants' phone, I feel like the Giants would, I would think they'd be the ones on the phone trying to say, hey, you want this?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because now that the guy who's like consensus the best player is gone, suddenly your pick
not as many suitors.
Right.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know what could happen, which could really turn this draft on its head, is that if this goes, and there's definitely a possibility of this. Let's say Darnold, Allen, and Mayfield. Let's say three quarterbacks in the first three. Then the Browns are sitting there with probably the guys who they have number one and number two on their draft board just sitting there that they can pick. And then after that, you've got the Denver Broncos who will have, let's just say Barkley went fourth. Then you have Denver Broncos with Quentin Nelson, Bradley Chubb, Josh Rosen. I mean, they could take any one of those, or they could choose to move back, you know, for another team, you know, move back and pick up picks from another team that covets one of those three players. So I think if it goes quarterback, 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 so many good players are getting pushed back that it becomes a very valuable picks number four through eight, four through seven become extremely valuable. Potentially. Man, is this, I mean, this room can drop 30 degrees in less than 3 minutes.
It's never
2 minutes.
It's never a comfortable temperature in here. It's either frigid or it's like the AC's broken.
Yeah.
And it's the middle of the summer.
It's unbelievable. Are you guys, by the way, were you, I mean, James had a big game.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul had a terrible game.
Yeah.
He won't be. But the way I look at this, that was your shot, T-Wolves. It's a bad matchup for the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Rockets are never going to shoot that badly again in this particular series.
It's hard to imagine. I think that, I mean, this could be, the way I felt watching it was like, oh boy, this looks like playoff Chris Paul,
mm-hmm.
which is obviously concerning.
It was tight.
And at some points it seemed like that's playoff Mike D'Antoni.
Mm-hmm.
But James Harden looked great, and as long as he plays like that, you're not going to lose very many games, especially early on. But it is concerning because when you watch the Warriors, what they did in their first game against San Antonio,
it's not concerning against the T-Wolves.
Right. It's not concerning now.
But
if there's concern, it's about what could happen down the road.
Well, even against not just Golden State, but also
Utah, you know, or OKC. But the Warriors looked so good in game one against the Spurs without Curry that it's like, man, if the Rockets do what they did last night against the Warriors, they get blown out by 15-20.
I feel like the Spurs, this is officially the end of the Spurs.
It might be because Kawhi's not coming back.
I think we're seeing the end of the – I know it doesn't look like it to a lot of people, but I think it's the end of the Patriots too.
Oh, it's coming.
I think the Patriots' decline is maybe this year, and I think the Spurs are done. Their roster's not good enough, and Kawhi is just gone.
I used to always think that the Patriots would end with Brady and Belichick retiring at the same time because neither one wanted to see what life was like without the other. But I'm starting to think more and more that's unlikely. One of them's going to go away.
They don't
away.
Love each other no, like people think.
It's not. It's like you and John. Like I thought you guys would last forever, and then eventually you're like,
here we are.
I'm off on my own.
Here we are.
We're reunited. I mean,
I don't think they will. I think they're both tired of the other one getting the credit, and I think it's not fun. I've heard Tom Brady's told another player in the league that he's not having any fun over there. And then Teddy Bruschi, no, it's a lot of fun being a Patriot. Teddy, you haven't played there for like 10 years. What are you talking about? Yeah. Ask Malcolm Butler if it's fun. Ask Rob Gronkowski. All these guys are like, yeah, no, not that fun.